Welcome to the self-hypnosis session to create the ultimate synchronicity in your sports performance and to train your mind and body to enter the zone. This program should be played only when you are able to relax completely. Please do not play this session when you are driving or operating any type of machinery. We are going to use the trance state as a tool to help you concentrate and focus your thought in a much more successful way. You see, the trance state allows you to bypass the conscious mind, that part of the mind that can keep you stuck. And when this is accomplished, the suggestions you receive are accepted by the subconscious mind, and the changes you want begin to take place. Yes, hypnosis has helped thousands reach the goals they have longed for, and it can help you too. This session is designed to create the ultimate synchronicity in your conscious and subconscious mind. Yes, that's right, to train your mind and body to eliminate what you no longer want and to create what you do want. All right, now, find a comfortable place to relax, one where you will not be disturbed. Loosen any tight clothing. Kick off your shoes. Now, take a deep breath and exhale. Now, softly close your eyes down. Yes, with your eyes closed, you can begin to relax. At this time, there is nothing you need to do or think about. This is your special time. And as you begin to relax, you may be more aware of some things in the room, more aware of some things than you were before. The sounds in the room, the temperature in the room, the sound of my voice, thoughts and images that drift slowly through the mind, different sensations in your hands and feet. It's all fine because it all belongs to you. In fact, all you have to do is let go. Yes, let go even of having to remember what I am saying. Because the subconscious mind will record and absorb everything you hear. Now just let your mind relax, that gradual letting go, allowing your mind just to drift and float. But it takes time to experience letting go. Your own time, in your own way, as you begin to learn even more than before about your own ability to relax and let go. And the mind begins to flow down, down, down to that place of effortless relaxation, that place of quiet calmness, a place where even the effort it takes to be aware of the sound of my voice or the meaning of my words may just seem to be too much effort to bother making. It's so much easier to relax and to allow events to take place almost by themselves, drifting down, down, down. It's all fine. It all belongs to you because you have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, the back of your mind, can continue to hear and to understand and to respond to those things I might say without the need for you to do anything at all. It's so much easier for the conscious mind to relax, that drifting down into that place of quiet calmness and effortless awareness. A place where you can just allow that tingling numbness to take over. A place of effortless awareness without needing to make an effort even to remember exactly how. To make the effort it might take to tell the exact place of arms or legs or the entire body that just seems to float in time and space. That free-floating place, that effortless letting go, aware of things that happen along the way. As your subconscious mind begins to alter your experience and continue that understanding in whatever way is the right way for you, feeling that feeling of letting go, allowing the subconscious mind to guide and direct you, and to explore your own nature and capacities and abilities. To discover as you relax. As you relax and enter into that trance more and more completely. More and more comfortably. More and more effortlessly. Yes, that's right. Just allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper down, down even deeper yet still, dropping down, down, down into deeper and deeper relaxation. From this moment on, nothing disturbs you. Nothing bothers you. Just allow yourself to go deeper, deeper, deeper relaxed with every breath you exhale. Yes, letting go, allowing the subconscious mind to respond to everything I say. So it isn't really necessary for you to consciously remember what I'm saying, because your subconscious mind will remember and will cause everything I tell you to begin working immediately. The key to gaining the winning edge in sports is your imagination. Yes, this is true. And what you imagine over and over again improves your athletic ability. Michael Jordan is known to have used visualization techniques every day when he was playing professional basketball. Yes, mental rehearsal of your performance is a key component in achieving the winning edge. Right now, imagine yourself successfully engaging in your sport. Imagine performing it to perfection. Only this time, you imagine yourself performing even more successfully this time. Because you now know you can believe it. You want to continue being a success, so you pay close attention to how you feel. That feeling of freedom and calm satisfaction. The actual physical sensation that you will feel when you finally accomplish your goal. Now imagine completing your training each day successfully. And imagine yourself stronger and more confident in every way. And since you become what you think about all day, you imagine your perfect form. You imagine your perfect goal. And you concentrate your mind on your actions. Concentrating on your actions allows you to control your sport and prevents you from thinking about things that are beyond your control and that can cause distractions. Now you pay attention to only one thing at a time, and you respond to only one thing at a time. Yes, you commit yourself fully so that you concentrate better, and because of this, you compete better. You become more alert to what is happening around you because your attention is now undivided. Yes, this allows you to be mentally there rather than allowing your mind to wander. In fact, time seems to slow down, and you literally feel that you have more time to perform the necessary actions because you become one with the activity. Yes, you become one with the activity, and this is called the zone. Yes, the expansion of time is one of the great joys of sports, and it feels great to give it your full concentration. Now notice the feelings of emotional release, euphoria, involvement, and elation that make your high points. This is what you go for. Yes, those positive feelings also reinforce your concentration by concentrating your attention, captivating your attention, which spurs you on to commit yourself more fully to your sport. Yes, you get that on your game feeling. Concentration isn't forcing or straining to pay attention. No, it is just being natural, relaxed, breathing easy, getting loose. So you breathe and relax. In fact, you give yourself the cue word relax just prior to your event, and this will keep you calm and focused. Calm and focused. Now, one other thing, each and every day you concentrate on your sport. Yes, you have to imagine performing every aspect of it with confidence, skill, and ease. Yes, take a few minutes now to imagine performing every aspect of your sport with confidence, skill, and ease. And you pay close attention to how you feel. Imagine successfully completing your training each day. Imagine yourself stronger and more confident. Remember, you become what you think about all day, so you think success, and you concentrate your mind on being a success. Now just imagine your inner physical sensation of your workout. How does it feel? What does it look like? How does it sound? Take a few minutes and go over this in your mind while I'm quiet. You want to do this exercise every day because it reinforces your memory of your performance and will enable you to duplicate it more easily when you're under pressure. Moreover, it impresses upon your subconscious mind what you want to accomplish. It builds your confidence in making the correct moves and actions. Now, create an action physically. Go through what you need. Go through the emotions at about half the normal speed. As you do this, check your body position. Notice your feet, your legs, your hips, your back, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your head, as everything moves in complete synchronicity. Go through this action a couple of times in your mind until you can complete it effortlessly and smoothly, with all your details done correctly. Now imagine being in the zone, being in relaxed concentration. You've trained and done all the right things to get that tremendous edge. And we start out, you are exhilarated. You feel your best because you know that not only have you trained and put in the time to accomplish your goal, you know you are ready. You know that today you will be the best you have ever been. And you start out feeling that your mind and body are one. Your mind and body are synchronized. This is the zone. Yes, this is the zone, and you automatically and effortlessly get into the perfect rhythm to achieve your goal. This is the zone. You feel it, you imagine it, and you have finally found your place. Your subconscious mind sees to it that you are being and doing what makes you do your best. Feel your best. Yes, this is the zone. You feel it, you imagine it. And you have finally found your place. Your subconscious mind sees to it that you are being and doing what makes you feel best. This is the zone. And it can remember with you the training, the movements you did along the way to achieve your goal, the things you started doing today that led you from here to there. So you take the steps necessary to prepare for your best performance yet. And you are completely confident of your abilities. Yes, you are completely confident of your abilities. Because you have imagined yourself confidently excelling, and you have strategically planned for this very day. Yes, you have imagined yourself being calm and confident, looking forward to this very day. Because you have strategically planned for this very day. The steps that took you there quite automatically and effortlessly. I would like for you to have the opportunity to begin to plan how to do that for you, to review the steps needed and later to take full advantage of any situation, any opportunity to lead you effortlessly toward that goal you imagine. The key to enhancing your skills is to use a form of self-hypnosis to rehearse what you want in your mind. Yes, competing in a triathlon is an amazing test of an athlete's will and perseverance. But competing in one and even finishing one is a very realistic goal. Using imagination rehearsals will tap into your innermost mind-body connection. So right now, imagine the place you will compete, because competing in a triathlon is strictly a mental game. The mental practice to train for a triathlon involves three areas. So for weeks in advance, imagine the course, the weather, the spectators, the whole scene. Imagine the pounding of road racing. Imagine the triathlon swim. Imagine the cycling. And where success deepens, as much on style as on sheer strength, mental preparation is crucial. You want to keep your focus, 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 so that if someone accidentally kicks you in the head during the swim, or if someone accidentally sabotages your cycling or running, it doesn't affect your finishing time. Here's how to get an edge on the competition. Focus on relaxing. No matter how pumped you are before your event, no matter how important the event, always remind yourself that you must be completely relaxed so that your breathing and mental imagery flow. If you are not relaxed, it sets off a negative chain of events. Find the right tension level. Most triathlon competitors tighten up, and muscle tension leads directly to shallow breathing, which increases the anxiety level throughout the body. Break the cycle of tension and increase fluid motion by practicing deep breathing. In training, repeat sequences from tight to relaxed to tight again, from tight to relaxed to tight again, and this will allow you to find your rhythm. The mental practice to train for a triathlon will greatly enhance how your body copes with any stress. Build your plan well in advance. The beauty of the triathlon is not just the event, but the preparation and the goal setting that goes into it. The motivation and discipline that you set forth in achieving your goal is the most important part of the event. It is about structure. Structure in training, diet, attitude, physical and mental preparation for serious competitors. It is a way to build on commitment and perseverance in achieving a terrific goal. And for those with less structured lives, the triathlon offers a sense of camaraderie and positive peer pressure that gets you swept up in the excitement of competing. The secret of success is imagining yourself winning. Believe in yourself and build supreme confidence during your training. Next, anticipate a letdown. There can be times when you may experience fatigue or some pain. When managing pain, you must first distinguish the two different types, bad pain and good pain. Bad pain can be potentially injurious, and it is often a sharp pain in a joint area, like the knee, hip, ankle, or back. Good pain is the type that builds strength while not doing physical damage. It is the feeling of heart, lungs, and muscles working hard and expanding their capacity. This is the type of discomfort you can work through using your mental training techniques. And this is the very time you want to use an anticipated strategy, such as using a mantra to get you back into your game on mindset, back into a mental and competitive toughness, by repeating something such as, I'm okay, I'm all right, and I'm doing fine. Yes, I'm okay, I'm all right, and I'm doing fine. Prepare for some type of exhaustion. Remind yourself that this feeling of total exhaustion is inevitable and not to give in. Tell yourself to relax. It is truly a mind game at this point. Again, be sure to have developed a self-chant or a mantra to prevent negative thoughts from entering your mind. Something like smooth, easy, efficient. I believe in myself. I am well prepared for this event. And create a sense of fun and enjoyment, reminding yourself of how much you enjoy running, swimming, and cycling. If you come from this perspective, you will quickly diminish any negative energy. You can use self-talk such as, I am doing exactly what I want to be doing. My body is getting stronger and faster every moment. I am in my element. So use your imagination every day. Instead of struggling with your imagination, put it to work for you. And each day, you want to think about what it is that you want. Your best performance being achieved easily and effortlessly. Completing your training perfectly, making changes along the way. The sky is the limit. Mental rehearsal of outcomes develops confidence, improved performance, and consistency. Hypnotic imaging allows your mind to remember and practice subconsciously the goals you wish to achieve for tremendous success in whatever you wish to accomplish. You want to create the perfect image to influence what you do. Now again, I want you to notice how you feel when your mind and body are in total synchronicity. Yes, your ideal performance state. Again, this is the zone. You are relaxed, mentally calm, yet energized, optimistic, alert, and mentally focused, 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 self-confident, and in control. And when you're in this zone, you are so focused that you are tuned in so completely that it tunes out everything around you. Now, when you feel this so completely, I want you to anchor this with either putting your forefinger and thumb together on your right or left hand. Yes, repeat this several times. Or think of a word or phrase when you are in this state, such as, "It feels good to be in the zone." And when this is done, you can use this to create a positive mental image when you need added energy or calmness to enhance your performance. Practice this program over and over to enhance your sports performance. In a moment, I'll begin counting up from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, bring your full awareness back, feeling refreshed. All right, now, 1, gently bring your awareness back. 2, feeling calm and serene. 3, knowing you are free and happy, and knowing that when you set an intention, you will accomplish it. 4, almost all the way back, feeling great. All right, now, 5, gently open your eyes and notice how good you feel.